Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. And, you know, our partners at Ford, always bringing stuff exciting. And we've got Tom Somerville, Enthusiast Vehicles Marketing Manager, to talk about the Mach-E Rally. You know, the Ford Mustang, that car's been around, Tom, for, what, six decades? Seven? I've lost track.
Yeah, but the Mustang Mach-E, the electric version, has just been around for 3 years at this point.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yes. Part of it's growing the portfolio, growing the brand. And yeah, we're really excited about the new Rally that we revealed earlier this morning.
Well, when we went to get my newest Ford Explorer from the dealership over in near Fort Leavenworth, they had the Mach-E plugged in, sitting there. And I'm like, hey, what's that one run? And the dealer looked at me and said, we can't even keep these things here. I can't even drive that thing. So, I mean, they're wildly popular, those electric vehicles. And, you know, I think Ford has played a major role, particularly domestically, in what people think about when they think about an electric vehicle. First off, before we get into the Rally package, just let our listeners know if maybe you've seen the Ford Mustang, you think, you know, the old style vehicle compared to an electric vehicle, what can people expect when they are getting behind the wheel of an all electric Mustang?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that they can expect. It's a really thrilling ride. And to be clear, I actually own both the Mustang Mach-E as well as a Shelby Mustang.
Bragger.
And I will tell you that they are both exciting and thrilling, but very different and serve different purposes. You know, when you get into the seat of a Mustang Mach-E, there's immediate torque. So as soon as you press the accelerator pedal, it is a surge of torque that pushes you in the back of the seat. You know, because the batteries are so low, you also have a really low center of gravity, which helps with improved handling, tighter, you know, turning. And, you know, it's a very different experience, but just equally fun versus an internal combustion engine Mustang. And you know, the main difference with the Mustang Mach-E is you also have room and space for five people comfortably and their luggage. So you can bring some friends or family along for the fun as well.
Man, not just a fancy grocery getter, I suppose. So
exactly.
So we're taking the Mustang off-road. And I should say, I have seen this happen before. Trent, guy I grew up with, drove his 1995 Mustang through a cornfield at one point, and it did not end well. However, I did see some of the teaser video from the, you guys are at Goodwood last weekend, and I got to see some of the teaser video you put out before the unveiling, and you guys are taking that Mustang off-road and doing really well with it. How does an electric vehicle, you talk about low center of gravity, I mean, aren't you dragging batteries on the ground? Or what have they done to this new vehicle to make it as exciting as it looks?
Yeah, so we've done quite a bit in order to make it perform on loose surfaces. So it has an increased ride height. It has more off-road focused tires. Same with, you know, those rally-inspired wheels that look awesome. Has underbody protection, new front and rear bumpers. Fog lamps in case you're doing a little bit of, you need extra illumination because you're driving at night. But we did quite a bit in order to make it perform better off-road. And, you know, again, it has two different electric motors, one for the front, one for the rear. And with those tires and that lower center of gravity, you get great traction off-road. And I've had the pleasure of being able to drive the Mustang Mach-E Rally, our test tracks, through two tracks and sand and dirt, and it is an absolute blast to drive off of pavement.
So if you're doing a rally, and I'm not a massive gearhead, I'm much more into being comfortable while going from point A to point V, generally speaking. But you know, watching rally vehicles is always exciting. You know, you grow up as a kid, what, you know, Baja and all that stuff. Is there a difference in the wheelbase with this Mustang or the clearance, or is it? How's its footprint compared to a different trim of the Mach-E?
So its overall footprint's going to be the same, but it has that higher ride height. Okay. So it's going to sit higher, but have the same overall footprint. And honestly, it's going to be just as comfortable, if not more comfortable, than some of the other trims because it has those softer off-road tires as well. So we'll actually have more to talk about in terms of specific specs and some of the details of how we delivered it. But I would like to rest everyone assured that it's going to ride just as well, if not better, even though it has a more off-road focus.
So the engineers there in Dearborn, do you have to design the way that an electric vehicle uses batteries differently for off-road versus on-road? Or are there any challenges that came with having a vehicle that needed to have maybe different power demands? I don't know. What was the difference, if any?
Yeah, so there are some differences, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to talk about those until later this year. But we'll have a great time being able to talk about some of the unique differences and engineering that went into the vehicle. But that's more to come later this year.
Well, as someone who's already not a proclaimed gearhead, I see people talking about going to Goodwood, and I had to Google that. Tell us about now. Did you get to go? Were you out in West Sussex, England?
I wish I could have gone. Two members of my team went, but I actually have a seven-week-old at home. As much as I would have loved to have been able to go to Goodwood, and it is a bucket list trip of mine to watch cars go up the hill, I personally was not able to go.
Well, someone has got some little kids. Let me tell you, that excuse never goes away. People are like, "Why aren't you going to see the new Mission Impossible movie?" I was like, "I haven't seen the last four. I don't know. I can't keep up." Tell us about Goodwood, kind of a 500-mile up view of what is Goodwood and what makes it clearly such a big deal, and why is it a big deal that Ford is there?
Yeah, so it's a festival of speed that takes place every year on an old estate. And so what many race teams and car manufacturers do is take cars, race them up the hill. That is actually the driveway for the estate. And so you'll see a lot of new cars being revealed, like what we're doing. You'll also see classic race cars go up. And typically, the cars are going to be driven by historic drivers. So for the Mach-E Rally, we had a legendary Ford driver, Ott Tanak, drive the car up the hill. And then the whole event, which takes place over several days, is an amazing opportunity for manufacturers, race teams, enthusiasts, and general members of the public and media to all interact in this whole celebration of speed that takes place every year.
Well, I'm glad you pronounced it, since Tanak has got the umlaut there over the over the A's. But the current driver of the M Sport Ford Puma Hybrid Rally 1 entry. Were you able to kind of talk to him and get his feelings on the vehicle and how it rode and what his impressions were for someone that's a clear professional in driving off road?
I haven't been able to yet, but I know a couple of members of the team who were able to go were able to talk to him, and we have some time that we're going to plan to get his feedback as well in the near future.
But you don't hear every day about a festival of speed where they're driving up a driveway from I believe it's the Duke of Richmond's estate. But I'm a dumb yank. I don't know how a lot of that stuff works. So is this vehicle going to be something that I can go to my Ford dealer maybe in the middle of summer next year and pick up? Or is this going to be something that's a little harder?
Yeah, so we're going to have ordering available later this year. And customers will be able to pick them up early next year. And we actually presently have on our website an opportunity for customers to put in some of their info, and we will let everyone know when ordering's open, as well as when we have more details on the technical and performance side.
I mean, that's kind of surprising later this year to see, because a lot of these times these automakers, they put out these special trim packages, and it's like, well, where can I get one? Oh, you can't. It's only at the auto show, or it's only, only here, only there. But that's it's an exciting looking vehicle, and we'll have to have you back on the show to give us some more of the specifics. I mean, Ford's just going crazy now. People going nuts for the Bronco everywhere. I think I saw my 19th different trim package on a Bronco here driving on the interstate not too long ago. But, electric vehicles, they're not the golf cart your grandpa drove around, and they're certainly not Trent's 1995 Mustang that he drove through that cornfield, which it might still be there north of Wichita, Kansas at this point. I'm not sure. But one more time, if you give us the website where people can go to find information on the Ford Mustang Mach-E Rally.
Yes, exactly. So if you go on our website, there is a place for people to put information, and there will be some information for customers available there. So Ford.com, and then if you click on Mustang Mach-E, there's information for customers.
All right. Well, Tom Somerville, he's living the dream. He's the enthusiast vehicles marketing manager for Ford, and they took it off road over in West Sussex, England last weekend, the Ford Mach-E Rally vehicle. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Nate.
We'll be right back on the National Defense.